Online Podcast, March 4th, 2005. Hello, hello. Welcome to Online Podcast. It is March 4th, 2005. Very exciting day. It is actually still March 3rd, 2005, but by the time you listen to this program, this show, it would have been March 4th, 2005 or later. So the big news is Martha Stewart's coming out from the prison. And, you know, her coverage is everywhere on the news. Everybody seems to be talking about Martha Stewart. And I'm a big Martha Stewart fan, so I have to make my own comment about that, too. I personally am very excited about her coming back. I truly and honestly believe that she might have done something wrong, but I thought that her sentencing and all that was a little bit too harsh compared to other people who did a lot worse type of crime. So that's my two cents about that. But the main thing is, I like her ideology. I like her professionalism. Is that a word? Professionalism. I like how much detail she goes into doing everything she does. I like her magazines, and because of that, because of the problem that she's, or the whole criminal, her, you know, court case and everything, I actually start to support her even more. I've renewed all my magazine subscriptions, was it Everyday Food? I've renewed that. My Martha Stewart Wedding magazine, I've renewed that. And even my Martha Stewart Living. And I think at least one of them goes all the way to 2008. So I'm a big fan. I'm glad that she's out. And I'm very excited that she is coming back with such a huge force and heading straight into a great comeback. And a lot of people might be wondering or talked about, you know, who cares? It's Martha Stewart, who cares? But I do, because I'm a big fan. So there you go. And so besides that, I am also wanting to make a few comments about my previous show. I think my only one loyal listener in Australia, whose name is, I think, Yu Xian. She wrote me an email saying that she enjoyed listening to my Jap Gourmet show. And that was my last show about the last day of Chinese New Year. And she talked about how I messed up saying something. I said, Dim Gam Chua Ho Chua Ho Ang Dim Ba Chua Ho Ba. But that's not right. And she said that's supposed to be Dim Gam Ge Ho Ang, Msi Chua Ho Ang. Okay, my mistake, my bad. But thank you for pointing that out. I just cracked up. I laughed out loud when I read your email. You see, and I read your email and I was laughing so loudly that Bruce asked me, what was that? It was so hard to explain to him what was I laughing at. So thank you for pointing that out, and thank you for listening to the show constantly. I have no idea how many people are listening to the show. I would really want to have a rough idea of how many people are listening. So if you are listening to the show, this show in particular, you can perhaps, if you have time, if you have nothing else more important to do, email me. Just send an email to online@gmail.com, or you can just go to my website at online.johnong.com and find the email link and just send me an email and say you are a listener. I don't believe I have listeners more than perhaps maybe 10 people, maybe a little bit more than that, but not regular listeners. I know my mom listened to the show, and I can see her that she's online right now. And oh, and I was on Madge Weinstein's show as well last night, and she seems to be online, Madge Weinstein. So I don't know. Don't know if I should call her. If I should call my mom, maybe I just send her a message and see what's going on. Because I was on her show. So I was on her show, and she was very nice to me. Oh, and she asked me to spread the news. So if you are listening, now this is, I have to give you a little bit of a setup. Madge Weinstein is a radio podcaster who has a show called The Yeast Radio. It is not meant for children. It has adult content, and she does not filter what's coming out from her mouth. So there's going to be very crude language coming out from her mouth, but she just cracked me up. I just love her show. So if you're over 18, over 21, and if you're not easily offended by rude, crude language, go, by all means, go ahead and subscribe to that show. It is so funny, and beyond the whole craziness, there is a very poignant message behind her voice. So I suggest that you, if you are over 18, over 21, if you think that you are an adult enough, go ahead and check out yeastradio.com. So that's that. I just sent her a message, so she's not replying. I guess she is probably busy. Anyway, so I have a lot to talk about before I started the show. I have no clue what I'm going to talk about right now. It's always the case. I didn't write down, and then I don't remember. So I'm going to talk about this one thing that I've intended to be doing since I started the show, that is to do a, let's say, a headphone check. I know this is crazy. I'm a little bit obsessive. Sometimes I'm obsessed with certain things, and one of them is wearing my headphones. There are certain headphones that has a very recognizable left side and right side. If you put on the other side, it just doesn't fit very well, and it's uncomfortable. You know that you have put on your headphone incorrectly. However, the iPod headphones, the ones that come with, which happens to be very comfortable for me. I know it's not to some people, but it's very comfortable for me. But it also is comfortable on both sides. So I don't really, sometimes I have the left side on my right side, right ear, and, you know, and vice versa. So I have always thought of doing an introduction like this, but I've never remembered to do. So this is how ideally how I like my show to start with. Langit biru kita, langit. Hello, hello, welcome to Online Podcast again. This is your host, John Ong, and I'm going to do, first and foremost, I'm going to do a headphone and earphone check. Left side, right side. Got it? So that would give you a little time to switch your headphone if you didn't have which sides on which. It's really, I know you might be thinking that this is so dumb, but it bugs me. There are little things like that. And I'm going to talk about obsession too today. The more I pay attention to it, the more I realize that everybody has their own obsession. Everybody's obsessed with certain things, excessively obsessed with certain things. Like, I cannot stand cups and glasses put next to a table or a desk or a countertop that's very close to the edge. I have to push that in. That is just one of my little quirk. My roommate back in college, Henry, knows this really well because he always, you know, like to leave his Mickey Mouse big mug right next to the edge of the countertop, and I have to push it in. I think if I remember correctly, he actually one morning put everything next to the edge of the counter space just because he knows I'm going to push them all in. And another thing is locking my car. I have to click on my clicker many times. I would say at least twice, if not three times. It's actually three times because I would click it after I come out from my car, and then within 2 seconds, I will, even if I remember that I clicked it, it would be like I did not click it. So I have to go click it again. And then after that, I'm going to have to click a second time to go have it go beep or actually see the light blink. Even nowadays, even when I see the light blink, I still have to click it again to make it go beep. So that's my other thing that I'm obsessed with. And the headphone thing, earphone thing is another thing. I would have to make sure that the left ear bud goes into the left ear, because there are certain times, a certain programming that would be crucial to have the left side on the left. I know it's crazy, but that's one of the things. And if you have any of your own little, you know, quirks about things that you need to be done a certain way, email me. I know one person would, Yuxian would, because she's probably listening to the show, and she's probably one of the listeners who listens to most of my show. So do that. Just send me an email if you have anything that is a little bit of your quirk. And by the way, if you are a new listener, you welcome to my show. And I would also like to point out, if you are in the United States or in Canada, where you can actually make phone calls to a Seattle number for free, you can also call my comment line. That is 206-888-JOHN. That's 206-888-JOHN, J-O-H-N. Besides, of course, sending email to my online@gmail.com account. I would love to hear from you. And like I said earlier, I would like to see how many people are actually listening to the show. I just like to have a rough idea. It is not intended for a big audience, for sure, because I will be speaking in English today, but I will probably easily switch back to Hokkien or to Mandarin. So, which I'm planning to do, because I'm planning to call my mom. I want to see if she can actually get on the show. I'm planning to do that now. So I'm going to try to call Skype her right now. You're going to be hearing the ringing tone very soon. So just ignore that. I'm going to try to call her to see if she can actually join us. Sometimes it takes a while for her to answer. Hello?
Hey.
Mia.
Hi.
What did you do on the show?
The show?
What did you lock down on the show?
Oh, I said I heard it, I heard it.
咩啦？阿妹，啊，讲讲讲讲，诶，集个咩？讲紧再用subscribe啦，讲紧subscribe啦，唔要啦，唔要。诶，马仔少啊，马仔少啊，你听到你声咯，我等落掉，我等落掉嘛。都当金落啊？嗯，当金只只落啊？吓，冇嘅，系啦，唔系啦。边买我落掉啊？
你讲啊，爸，后面吓，冇俾佢你讲马特斯多啊，马特斯多马仔出嚟啊嘛，即刻估。咩佢？吓，你佢咩？吓，马仔出卡估咧，已经咩？就自己咩？就十字点过一，一度出嚟。你接入嘢，我等会唔接入做，唔知你。我谂接入做，一定先嚟，一定要做等波啦，嗬。有冇？咁你快啲接入估。
唔使过过季节啊，即刻讲。要过过季节，过季节咩？会过季就这啊，过季期就这啊。啊，我去
America 时就这啦。
无论短期就 air 就这啊。 你堆起这，
无啦，
你搞过搞堆吗？哎，无你十月头，
我十一月，我十一月头堆啦。
哦，是咩？
哦，一借了，我个其实唔知。
一交过，一交过十个号，然后先阿丁无啦，十个啦，哈十个。
我交过去的嘛，咩个？你别记啊！我十一个一号堆嘛，乱 election 诶。
哈哈。阿丁我啲借啦，你系是你来时有啲借啊？
你是有啲借啊，我仔，我哋啲借啊。
嗯嗯。做咩出啦？哈。嗯。有啲做咩？
我哋消化一个 minutes 啊，王副主席 meeting， 哎呦，该见面见 ，because Holy Week 啊，
吓，哇，
该见面，我只望开个十点几啊，十一点啊。
哦，那咪到处咧，你讲咧咩？你开？
不 ，just 开诶，即Chinese apostle 咧。
哦。
啊，见面见嘛，即当叫我哋整理啫。诶，我每啊，等下都落掉下。我未讲，我未都讲未见，咪冇一定咁会。
了了，你的 trip 安怎？来噶？
我谂佢等咪 phone 来，讲未 confirm 噶喎，伊讲一个。减贵掉啊！你再一号一人嘅，做 agent 有限嘅嘛，贵掉我，了你讲别讲分嘛，等下七号，问题解在有无咯？为人为做 agent 一人卖鸟出来，一人家惨咪咋？一人卖鸟出来 ，because 一号上你做 agent 有贵掉咧 ，agent 有贵掉，我讲 special price 嘛，你再 group 呢哦。俾人买尿出来，看咯，伊讲 airline 架可以载七号，看 A B 啦，讲 OK 嘛，去咯，冇话咩咯，要紧你嘛，啊，我讲正要紧爱去嘅，我冇急嘅，你讲 OK 去，冇 OK 嘛，免去咯，所以就等七号加 confirm 啦，
啊，
等咯，
我未必 pause 下啲细妹话，加讲都未记起。我等人 pass， 哈哈哈哈哈哈！叫我等人 pass
啊！唔系我不要，
你不要咪？
我老人家，
我在亏呢，我在亏到对了都，唔系啦，我不要。
我老人家那么笑啊，个时间要大变呢？
够笑嘛？我在 Australia 这里，在我听啊，用这个 email 来好啊，刚刚笑到不得顶，你刚说讲唔掉嘛？我讲。啊，电波坐好，不电
电坐硬，
电金坐好硬，电波坐好波咯。你而家
听啦，计好硬，冇人讲坐。
到时email 啊，到时 email 啊，个哎呀，唔是坐啊，是嘅。
打波够坐啊，打波坐波，你个杂波是嘅。
我知啊，怎么讲？你讲唔掂？你听点咩？
讲吓？
你听点咩？
我
听点咯。我听点咩？讲唔掂咩？
啊啦！我讲哟，大波浪讲是错，查某是假咩？查某咪那种错诶，娶你知道吗？
嗯，
娶啦，大波查某咪那种娶。
我真就是你我这查某听到你这位听众啊，到底有谁你听到？而家嘅好处嘅不定咧，是写 email 好啊，我讲啊，诶唔是错。不是错好硬，是假好硬。你讲，
那假啦，男婚你假啦。
我在，我未记起嘛。
哎未记个人讲。
我头头佢讲电波嗰个事。
我操完了。
了啊，我未了人差十个咩事啊？咩物件？十个咩？十个咩事？第十个节啦，是真系第十个节，特别
隆重咩？这个阿嬷 Valentine Day 啦，伊人 because 好古个人，女仔仔无咪出来嘛，打破杂波哦。
男女授受不亲。
啊，我讲会自己人帮晒晒出来咯，因为晒出来了，所以那么事情是输嘅呢，会去找 friend 啊，去 meet friend 啊，去安尼款啊。
了，特别，人先人做咪，人实定。十个咩啦？我做咩物件啊？你 special 咩物件
啊？好难啦！咧，
我做 concert 嘅位置，
唔知啦。咁 normally 啊，等啊，即系咧，人是煮婆婆食食咯。
哦，即系唔是我㗎，我煮过不只只。
是啦，村里做过咩？咪是要冷食，你可能咯，成日俾 last day 咧，咪是会。
村里面嘅咧，佢知系啦，先知啊。
好啦，你村嘅冬季咩？村嘅浸过咩？冇啦，成个仔 celebrate， 个仔。
等两个借口就 celebrate 咧，系嘛？
是啦，冇当借都送嘢啦，咁就。了。我也没当结束，因为我们把这个人，我也没当结束，因为估计是干输的。啊，阿妹也这么想。
啊，那得跟这个人嘛。
估计是干输的咯。啊，你讲那是在咩 last day 了嘛？是庆祝的咧。
特别不是这是，不是中国，我们在有庆祝这件物件咩？怎么搞？
元宵嘛，叫做元宵嘛。
元宵什么意思？
咩咯？阿妹人去 celebrate 阿妹，顶啊！有鬼鸟嘛，十个咩鬼鸟鬼嘛，有阿妹去 celebrate 了嘛是 conclusion
咯。即系点点第个点落个点夹咪是咩意思啊？阿妹按咗出现咧，
我咧就话咁事，可能做朋友可能可以能留咗咯，去点咧咪是你仔仔啦，
大波就冇事。
好啦，大波就我咪笑白咯，我点碌碌点乜车，我先咧咪留咗咯。他估计平啊，本来我路在哟，
到底过哪改？
啊，过哪改？人写一样，又唔是讲坐荷包，噶是下面人写字到底夹咪对面咯咋？
啊，
成个人点成个好话啦，都点掉了，都求掉了，下面啊，万事如意啊，还是身体健康啊，写好嘞，好嘞，好好的话，到底你夹咪对面了哈？了嘛是讲。Kill, look,我不清楚，讲今年按照 celebrate。
有浪定到定到浪少年嘅事啊，有咩物件啊？都不清楚。
完了，我唔白。
我唔白。
我唔白你啦，唔去。哎呀，都仔仔啦，都冇爱留住，爸爸都冇暑假去，自己人去。
Before 浪教影嘅事，拍拖嘅事。
拍拖先咪算，唔去自己人所在。去无人的所在，哈！
直接来 Nike 啊
，Nike 啊 ，Nike 高呀 ，Nike 哦 ，Nike， 啥呀？三毛咪
，Nike，Nike
直接叫那哥哥
，Nike，Nike，
哦
，Nike，
哥
，Nike，
一摸啊，搿了只一吹，搿了提只啦，只啦搞月，搿了，
哟，不该加一吹摸去，好的。
我那都在夜这里还没，哦，夜吹起条夜毛，我玩的 ，no， 哟哟，是，都啦，刀掉一毛，夜吹起，
哦，很那唔该加气嘅加气，
阿姊嘅加气咯，阿姊嘅一店面哈，一加一店面饼起啊，佢哋把一只只只加咧唔就唔做，阿姊一时疏疏落落呢，一加咧佢是水嚟咋，
嗯，
一点计加咧佢是水。
嗯、我 try 了。你爸爸好啊？
爸爸好一只，伊成个新新鲜啊！你啦，春内卡 OK 啦。
系新的还是新的新鲜？
不，新的 OK。
哦，讲起 chlorine 的树系啊，张辉。
真是 chlorine 树，唔知啦。
噗噗呢？
啊？
噗噗啊？
啊！噗噗点，伊成个困呢？
一困
困了呢？唔知是味道是烧火子啊？
天讲，
唔知味道烧火子啊？爸爸讲。
哦，我个阿姐成烧火呀。
嗯，人讲抓味道咪险啊，所以人去跟边人系，伊来跟咪边啊，佢喺度掂系嘅。
因为吓，
而家是人，诶 ，poisonous 即系我哋闽讲烧火，毒呢啲都有，所以冇分论所在俾啊，同佢。
哦呀。
嗯，
你攞佢去大俾，
你攞十个咩？讲架收翻佢咧，
讲了嘛，你讲冇啊？你咪，
唔系你睇，就讲一言嘛，一言了花好嘛， 咁啊是去 celebrate 人哋看咯，真係真係特別。
係咪做花校咧？
花校是講執落去講嘅嘛，你咪是留咗啦，你有吞出嚟都就真係真出嚟嘛，去留咗咯。去隨便要啊，咪去認識去八平要啊。
去打
靶。嗯啊，去
打靶靠皮鞭子咧。
我该拍广告啊，得该广告费，广告费。你讲老左啦，老左咁咪
识车啦，出边。
嗯，往出边有人识嘢，出边阿姨出边。
阿姨出边，哪个出边？
阿姨出边，我唔识嘢，不如加搬来。
哦，到底讲个 twelve 还是之类？
古纳拉你过来之类。
哦，唔是讲古纳拉，哪个边是讲个咩啊 ？Nine， 不讲个 eleven， 是不是 eleven？
不如讲一阵老了，伊讲百几岁。
哦。
也姜孙要穿红衫
哦，
吓，老了好，好命了啦！伊讲安尼，即曾孙啊、贤孙啊，佮你袂记阿妈讲啊，四时啊，即只最大伊个孙，
干哪孙个啦？穿个咧，样穿个咧，红色个
ribbon
咧。
ribbon 呢？了伊来车，佮系红，伊来车系红个 ribbon 呢？叫，即是辆车呢？呀，佮佮是辆车嘛？系红 ribbon 袂记
啊？
咧伊干阿孙，佮佮坐伫迄个车里了，了系红里边，有人在讲伊真好命啦，即个死者真好命嘛，干阿孙安尼坐一过，安尼老了，你看呐，再搞死，咁个了真济物件，你看呢？
有意思，有咩 ？Christian 是帮讲诶？
唔是 Christian。
有冇事做？应用。
哦，伊冇讲真乱。
伊
before 揸嘅時都 stop 了，伊部上會諗哇冇咁就硬冇，
因為你是佛教嘅事咧，道教。
我講唔知是按照佛教，
即係佛教嚟。
我好叻喎嚇，阿丁伊本是我都冇佛教嘅之類啦，特別伊冇亂，伊念經咧，個佢揸嘅時念咧 ，OK stop 啦，冇上咧哇，驚驚狂狂嘅，甚至點冇啦之類冇啦。
你記得聽到 Bruce 噶，都話對起事。
啊，對啊，嚇對面 Bruce 對兩對男士嘅，個做哇，佢哋個
做老咗，
哇，佢哋個少啦個面。
你只要儲我有咧少。
不 ，I think 冇一樣，
即係 modern 嚟啦。啊，
一兩隻 modern 嚟啦，冇佢哋利利落落嘅。
嗯。
啊，你講咯。
你講個十個名，點講噶？姐妹，
不是妹啦，妹嘛是妹，我
呢？姐妹叫爸妈的嘛？哎，姐妹叫爸妈是不是好艰难啊？好艰难啊是？
哦，下古的人是讲伊人卡济阿妹人去拜人去济了，安怎嘛是煮爸妈人食咯？
这边是爸妈？
他赢吗？煮爸妈咪煮鸡妹嘛，佮麻烦。哎，是仔人搬的，当今人无搬呐。当今人寄买房子嘛，不租。当今的人哈，无下古的人啊，无讲人死就吃包买，无吃寄买咋？哈咪死人吃寄买，你知影？人
去
后夜人穿新鸟，早起时我租寄买人吃。了特别当今的人来，当今无啦啦，无租啦，个咧人学店咪个了，爆个了，
哎，你顶你
做。咩做半行啲河类呢？做咁麻扎物件去食。
你啲时阵是专门做即个借名人做食，是你无插位，隔了成啊几多 food 咧，就几多路无插人死，也是即只狗嘅，唔得使吓。
冇当今啲人 package 包个料啊，参加料物件做 everything。because 当今
个人，个人个不咪晓咩啊？路人 organize。
当今咪是讲 youngsters 个咧，咪是未晓的哦，未晓。了人个无 time， 咪因为累哦。所以就 just 出累呢 ，everything 做好少少，做个就衰咧。做家啊，系家无几哩嘢就系人系白白 table 系波棚系花系个真有衰，未讲后路看到惊就咋？人要学阿婆，我个就衰。
你是去人出租诶，还是？
去买去里出咯，去里出，那都人较济啦。有出的人真是大出的，那无出的人咪是大下咧咯。叫咩叫叫咩？卫生所啊，殡仪馆咯。然后殡仪做不呐？伊话搭白哈，然后一个交代诶，一派人交代，穿 uniform 是水嘅交代，牙吹好乱食，牙拖刀，牙咪好乱食。 然后等于去买吃一项嘛，再个吃一项，无相关。啊，然后出山日，一个有派人来招待，问 everything 人做便便就对了。
嗯。
所以这个生意人一做，那未做。
哦，
死掉掉，看这两天掉矮了。我
教英家，
教
英
下，这个死了，我这个一做完，人掉掉欠八行人，这人未欠嘛掉。
嗯，
那应该是都咧，你较少。
这边不是呢，正接落来就是，然后呢就是做 funeral 的 manager， 然后呢，
哎，你最近不是去做了啊？
最近，
哥哥的。我哥的 colleague 还一个我
婆婆的，伊不是去做 funeral 的，这个 coordinator 是去做，伊是什啊？这头去跟人争
死人咧！就讲咩讲，就讲咩讲，好像面讲大家，你讲
吉，大家嚟食大家。不好意思，伊不是去做，然后呢是去怎专门跟人争死人咧？
我厉害哈！
啊。
这他们是一门呢，这里了哈。
嗯。是哦，要给养个给养诶 ，business 啊 ，funeral home 哈咯。
嗯。我那边无拜苦路呀。
哦。
路无呀。
妈在有拜，我无拜着。
哼。
特别我。
我拜唔着上刀了路。
我拜个我拜个个拜
了。第个刀，第四刀了路，忘记第四刀了个。After 忘个被起个。
我拜个拜啦，礼拜本超过啊，礼拜，你复活节是，礼拜复活节了哈。
得咯，好个啦，我先，无啦。
三呢？无个两礼拜个。
嗯，十三，
十二号，十二号，十三号，十四号。
十三号是这里，放山的。
是咩？
哦，二十号是放山的，二十号。你要来个 Holy Week 吗？
十四号哈，
都来个 Holy Week。
十四号在哪个城市？
啊，哎，十六号哈，这里，Easter。
等我看好
哎。是六号 Easter 吗？是。
你不看了等下。
要接外，但我上班外 Easter 日的representative 吗？有。我过是条印一条纸给我人，如果是安尼做物件，我家讲我未有家割地，好如写一条纸给我，伊讲无我货都晒干了，学干了人，一条纸干了也第十行，我是当叫我的写咯，
将接一行咯，
接六号，接七号是礼拜啦，正这个
啊对对，嗯。
我讲入六号是 if 有这个咯 ，English and Tamil 咧，所以我讲礼拜的 real day 哈，我讲 Chinese mass。
嗯，我拜我 Good Friday 有请，然后Easter Vigil 不用请，入六号不用请，然后礼拜再去个 Canter。嗯。几高几啦？几钱？接掉。
几钱？几钱？几钱不
用请？几钱不用请？再去。
嗯。我嘛是想，我这路这物件路这路来。
我们是想，哎呦，不应该不是。
比如这人家硬的呀。
慢讲。
啊哈，慢讲，讲那点人听的开始。到时路再去嘴讲硬。哦，你怎样？你知道，我知道，还有那个人也知道，对啊。
慢讲。
来讲
，OK 啊，不聊啊，三十几分钟啊，
OK 啦，
啊，那不接，个被问你不喊咪讲过，
讲咪讲，你被问我，我是我系晓，你该问我，我
不晓，你问我，红梅女成啊，讲起阿妈告诉啊，不阿妈呀，阿公啊，去告诉，
你阿妈啦，告诉，讲人听一面，你听众爱跟听你阿妈噶讲告诉咩，不叫帮条讲，
不要。哈咪三只条，
哦，
唔呀哈，
多了阿未够，差不多了，next month 我等人，
阿讲得厉害，
哦，讲无人相信呢，我无想到，伊就我只忘记咯，后尾来看 calendar，next month 呢，哈哈，阿对我讲啊，我阿一天个调查件，呀， 你我时候无啦，你讲弟弟讲弟弟时候讲忘掉我，无讲起无半项，因为忘掉那个看个人都到到时，哎呦呀！哎，这是挂起，
没挂起，没再挂，没挂，
这没挂，哎妈，
没挂到你，没挂啦。
我来讲讲十个咩？讲个冇一部
正。有天啦，真系啦，话少冇咩冷天啦，佢世界版咁真有个冷天啦。
文不对题诶，这个一定十五分。
不要紧啦，都冇过分。
冇，你老人家这个老妈冇爱听。
都是老人家能够爱听啦，好笑嘛。OK 啦，八字更压啦，八字。
八字更压。哈哈哈！佢真系一直压你啊。
都是啦。
叫阿玲听啊！
叫阿玲，阿玲只有听
啊，还有听。
嗯，你该刚刚好问好。
唔系啦，我都开无一乜开嘅时间。
我是讲到正听，听到时咪讲讲咯。诶，那是阿玲只就听到啦，还是彼得听到时啊？
彼得听到，彼得。Skype 吼吼，阿芝个充电嗰时未过结婚呢，嚟讲。
嗯 ，OK 啦，会琴啊，我查啊，你话。啊，把自己封了嘛，再自己封了。
OK 哈 ，OK， 拜。
OK， 拜。OK， so that was my mom. Everybody, that was my mom, and I guess I don't know what else I wanted to tell you. I seems to. Oh, okay. Remember the I talked about another podcaster, another Malaysian podcaster, whose name is Alex Lam, and he has a Malay podcast called Bully Roger Pod. And I was in KL and we had an appointment and we met up with each other and we actually recorded a session on the way from my cousin's house all the way back to the center of Kuala Lumpur where my hotel was. So he sent me that recording and I would probably want to incorporate that into my next show or maybe just post it as it is. I probably want to say a little bit of an intro so that you know what you're listening to. But I guess that's about it. Oh, there's an airplane around us. Oh, by the way, today I mentioned that earlier too. Martha Stewart's coming out of the prison tomorrow. Now it's 11:16, so she's probably already out. I should be watching TV right now, so I'm going to end this podcast because she's probably already out now, and because it's 11:16 over here, and it's already 12 past midnight in Eastern time, so she'll be out. Welcome out, Martha Stewart. Welcome out, Martha Stewart. And we can't wait for you to go back to your work. So anyway, thank you very much, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. No, thank you for downloading and thank you for subscribing to my show. And please continue to do that and tell all your friends about the show. Anyone who understand Hokkien and understand English, understand Mandarin, just let them know. I am just hoping that my show would get in touch with more Malaysian, more Singaporean, more Taiwanese, Chinese people out there, okay? Thank you for listening. Take care, all. Until the next show. Bye-bye.